Look, we've been quite interested with esports here on the Thursday Drive team. You know, like a couple of us play Fortnite or League of Legends, but it's a quickly growing worldwide phenomenon, and it's captured so much attention, especially from young people all across the world, right? But esports isn't quite regarded as a real, I guess, traditional sport, but it's so competitive. It offers substantial cash prizes, and they have tournaments as well. So really, it kind of should be, right? Especially, you know, considering that there are people who train to play. So I'm going to be having a chat with Frankly. He's the founder and owner of the Chief Esports Club down in Melbourne. It was created in 2014 by some of Australia's best League of Legends or LOL players, a club which has now had presence in Fortnite. It's got Counter-Strike players, Rocket League, and Street Fighter. And, you know, it constantly holds place amongst the top video game players in the world, which is just pretty wild. Frank, how you doing?
I'm good, thanks, mate. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you for staying on the line. But look, many people have probably heard of, you know, games like Fortnite, League of Legends. But when exactly does a game cross over into being esports territory?
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess it has to obviously have a competitive aspect to it. And often, you know, hosting tournaments run by either the developers of the game or members of the community. And that's kind of when they, you know, delve from just being a game into what I would classify as an esport.
Right. So it's all about that competition then. It's about, I guess, ranking and being a better player than the other people.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it has a very similar sort of background, I guess, to just traditional sport. I actually got into esports because I was originally a huge fan of traditional sport. And then, yeah, so the basis of it is competition. And that's kind of what gets everyone going, you know, the thrill of winning, all the, you know, the sadness of defeat.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's kind of where it goes, yeah.
Yeah, and I guess it broaches an interesting conversation around, you know, like what the boundaries of, quote, sport are, right? Like whether or not it does actually require a physical element to it, or whether it is just about the competitiveness and the training and, you know, that kind of thing. So what would you see the role of the Chief Esports Club as being in this kind of space?
So as the Chiefs, we are the premier esports club in Australia and New Zealand. The way we see it is we do play a lot of similarities to sort of your traditional sports clubs, you know, your Swans, your Giants, your Roosters, all that kind of stuff.
Mm.
We provide a platform and infrastructure as well as sort of support for the players to actually compete in their different games. However, due to the nature of esports being, you know, a lot of it is very digital. It's sort of kind of new age. A lot of it is actually quite lifestyle oriented. We also do kind of delve quite deeply into like a marketing role, like with influencers and helping with producing content and actually events and activations with a lot of our partners.
Wow, right. So yeah, like really developing a brand for the particular player or particular team.
Yeah, absolutely. Because given that it's such a young industry, a lot of the sort of, you know, a lot of the players and a lot of the staff actually rely on this to earn a living. So content is quite a heavy focus within the esports space.
Mm, that's awesome. And I know you were talking about how, you know, there's that kind of lifestyle element to it, but then there's always the flip side as well, because, you know, for, I guess, since the beginning of e-gaming, there's always been stereotypes surrounding people who play a lot of video games, right? About like poor eating or exercise habits, or even, you know, now increasingly alt-right kind of attitudes. What do you think that the Chief Esports Club has, how do you manage that kind of thing? Do you go outside just the gaming sphere and actually, you know, create a community of people who engage on not just a sport, on not just an esport level?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, the stigma that faces gaming and esports, it has been one of our biggest challenges the last five years, particularly in Australia. You know, it's very kind of outdoorsy nation. But for us, one thing we've realized is, gaming actually touches a lot of people within the community. I think a lot of people, to some degree, game, whether it's on mobile, you know, PlayStation, all the way through to your hardcore PC gamers.
Yeah.
And for us as an esports organization, performance is always our number one priority. And with that, you know, that comes, you know, physical well-being, strength and conditioning, mental health, all that kind of stuff.
Awesome.
So as a club, we place a pretty strong emphasis on that. You know, we have nutritionists. We work with U-Foods in terms of that. We do a lot of physical activity and training with a lot of our players. You know, some of our League of Legends team, they run half marathons together. So, you know, for us, it's all about, you know, healthy mind, healthy body kind of thinking. And for example, like one of our influencers is actually Mitch Robinson from the Brisbane Lions. And you know, he's not really kind of that stereotypical gamer, you know, physique or lifestyle.
It is just such a it's such a bad rap, right? It's such a generalization that I guess a lot of people make around gamers when, you know, a lot of the time it's not actually true.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, that's awesome. And, you know, I guess with your club, you know, the Chiefs, you deal with so many top players from around the world. It can be so many people's dream job. Do you have any advice to any aspiring esports athletes?
I would certainly say don't be afraid to get your name out there. I think that's probably one of the strongest or one of the biggest things that you need to do to become an esports pro these days. Because there isn't that sort of structured path to pro, you know, whereas for, you know, soccer, you've got, you know, Little League and all that kind of stuff. And you've got, you know, school and club and rep rugby, all that kind of stuff. For gaming, because it is so new, it tends to be sort of, if you get noticed, that's where your opportunities come from. So yeah, the biggest thing I would say is probably be confident to get yourself out there, and also make sure you're practicing with a goal. You know, people tend to blur the lines between that quote unquote stereotype of mindlessly playing or mindlessly grinding as opposed to grinding with the goal to, you know, achieve or ascertain a certain status. So I think that's definitely the biggest one for us too, because we always look out for players who have the right attitude, and that's a big one for us.
Yeah, that's really cool. And so I guess, you know, in terms of getting your name out there, you would be looking at platforms like YouTube and Twitch and, you know, that kind of thing, right?
Yeah, Instagram, absolutely. Twitter, social media, all that kind of stuff. And also making sure just you're engaging with your community as much as possible.
Definitely. And look, for anyone who's interested in engaging with you or the Chiefs Esports Club, where can they find you?
So we're on all major social media platforms. So Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. Our handle is Chiefs. EFC, so for Esports Club. Or if you just Google the Chiefs Esports Club, you'll probably find us as well.
Sounds awesome. Frank, thank you so much for joining us and shedding some light on this for us.
No worries, mate. Cheers.